这是绵阳市高中2020级第三次诊断考试，英语听力测试。做题时，请先将答案标在试卷上。
录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。下面是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day, except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages. You know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
例如，你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为£9.15式，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Text 1. Some bananas, please.
Bananas have sold out. How about apples or peaches?
Apples are okay. Text 2. I think the film is wonderful. The story is so well constructed, and there are so many puzzles for you to work out that you'll never get bored. Do you think so, John?
Can't agree more.
Text 3. Hello, Starbucks.
Hello. May I speak to Jim Cashwell?
He's out for lunch. Would you like to leave a message?
No, I'll just call later. Thank you.
Text 4. Congratulations on getting the third place in the English speech contest. You did a very good job.
I could have done better, but I had caught a cold and almost lost my voice.
And you still got a bronze, which means you're really brilliant.
Thanks for your comfort.
Text 5. Why are you still here, Timmy? You said you had a meeting to attend at 3 o'clock.
Yes, but I'm still working on a very important report, which has to be handed in before 4.
Then you've got to hurry up. It's already 2:30 now.
Darn it, I can't be everywhere at once.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前。 你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听第6段材料，回答第6、7两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
What can I do for you, sir?
My daughter's birthday is approaching, and I want to find something special for her. Any suggestions?
This pink shirt can make a good gift, I think.
I'm not sure.
Oh, how about a Barbie doll? No girl can say no to a Barbie.
Great. How much is it?
$80. And if you buy it today, there will be a 20% discount for you.
Okay, it's a deal.
What can I do for you, sir?
My daughter's birthday is approaching, and I want to find something special for her. Any suggestions?
This pink shirt can make a good gift, I think.
I'm not sure.
Oh, how about a Barbie doll? No girl can say no to a Barbie.
Great. How much is it?
$80. And if you buy it today, there will be a 20% discount for you.
Okay, it's a deal.
Text 7段材料，回答第8至9两个小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间。 阅读这2个小题。Who
wrote this? It's completely wrong.
What do you mean?
Just look at it. The accident happened on Thursday, not Tuesday. And here, it was not a boy, but a girl that was lying on the road. And she wasn't a passenger. She was just passing by when she got knocked over.
I see. Everything about the truck and the car is right?
Why do you think there was a truck? It was a minibus.
Okay. But at least the information about the car driver is correct.
That's true, but I think that is personal information and we shouldn't print it in the newspaper. So let's cancel the entire paragraph.
Got it.
Who wrote this? It's completely wrong.
What do you mean?
Just look at it. The accident happened on Thursday, not Tuesday. And here, it was not a boy, but a girl that was lying on the road. And she wasn't a passenger. She was just passing by when she got knocked over.
I see. Everything about the truck and the car is right?
Why do you think there was a truck? It was a minibus.
Okay. But at least the information about the car driver is correct.
That's true, but I think that is personal information and we shouldn't print it in the newspaper. So let's cancel the entire paragraph.
Got it. Well, hello, stranger. Have you moved or something?
No, I just went to Paris for a couple of weeks for Christmas. And do you know who I met there? Mrs. Grimm.
Mrs. Grimm? You mean our high school chemistry teacher, Mrs. Grimm? Oh, she must have been the sweetest teacher I've ever met, and I miss her so much.
Yes, and she made chemistry seem so interesting that even I could understand it easily.And you know what? She's visiting an old friend here next week, and we're planning to have a party for her. Would you like to come?
Next week? But I'll be out of town with my boss to attend a meeting then.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah. So could you please buy some flowers for her as my welcome gift? I'll give you the money when I come back.
With pleasure.
Well, hello, stranger. Have you moved or something?
No, I just went to Paris for a couple of weeks for Christmas. And do you know who I met there? Mrs. Grimm.
Mrs. Grimm? You mean our high school chemistry teacher, Mrs. Grimm? Oh, she must have been the sweetest teacher I've ever met, and I miss her so much.
Yes, and she made chemistry seem so interesting that even I could understand it easily. And you know what? She's visiting an old friend here next week.And we're planning to have a party for her. Would you like to come?
Next week? But I'll be out of town with my boss to attend a meeting then.
Oh, what a pity.
Yeah. So could you please buy some flowers for her as my welcome gift? I'll give you the money when I come back.
With pleasure.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Happy Dragon Boat Festival, Lee. I just had some zongzi, and it tastes really good.
Thanks, Oliver. I didn't know Americans celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival, too. But people here in China don't usually say happy for the Dragon Boat Festival. We wish each good luck instead.
How come?
Because it is generally believed that the Dragon Boat Festival was initially created to honor a famous Chinese poet, Qu Yuan.Who drowned himself in a river, so it's not exactly a happy day, you know.
Interesting. I got to know this festival when I traveled to Korea. I only knew people eat zongzi and race dragon boats to celebrate it. But thanks to your information, I can understand it better now. You do have a good knowledge of your own culture.
It's my dream to introduce Chinese culture to the world, after all.And that's why I chose to study Chinese culture. Only if you know yourself well enough can you be ready to let others know you.
Your country is a great country with a long history. I love it so much, and I feel it's my best decision to come here to learn Chinese.
Happy Dragon Boat Festival, Lee. I just had some zongzi, and it tastes really good.
Thanks, Oliver. I didn't know Americans celebrate the Dragon Boat Festival, too. But people here in China don't usually say happy for the Dragon Boat Festival. We wish each good luck instead.
How come?
Because it is generally believed that the Dragon Boat Festival was initially created to honor a famous Chinese poet, Qu Yuan, who drowned himself in a river. So it's not exactly a happy day, you know.
Interesting. I got to know this festival when I traveled to Korea. I only knew people eat zongzi and race dragon boats to celebrate it. But thanks to your information, I can understand it better now. You do have a good knowledge of your own culture.
It's my dream to introduce Chinese culture to the world, after all. And that's why I chose to study Chinese culture. Only if you know yourself well enough can you be ready to let others know you.
Your country is a great country with a long history. I love it so much, and I feel it's my best decision to come here to learn Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mianyang. As a native of this gorgeous city, I feel honored to introduce my dear hometown to you guys. Having a history of about 2,200 years with a population of 5.2 million, Mianyang is the second largest city in Sichuan Province. The city is conveniently served by transport, and it has recently been named China's third most livable city. Mianyang's climate is damp, subtropical, which means it has four distinct seasons. It is hot and rains a lot in summer, while the winter is not very cold and rarely rainy. As one of China's major centers for the electronics industry, Mianyang is noted for its beautiful scenery, long history, and deep cultural roots. And here in front of you stands one of our most famous landmarks, the Yewang Tower. Built in Tang Dynasty, the Yewang Tower has been around for about 1,350 years. As one of the four great towers of China, Yewang Tower has attracted generations of visitors from all over the world at all times. Then what is special about this tower? Let's go inside and have a closer look at it, after which I'll treat you to the famous Mianyang rice noodles. Now, follow me this way, please. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mianyang. As a native of this gorgeous city, I feel honored to introduce my dear hometown to you guys. Having a history of about 2,200 years with a population of 5.2 million, Mianyang is the second largest city in Sichuan Province. The city is conveniently served by transport, and it has recently been named China's third most livable city. Mianyang's climate is damp, subtropical, which means it has four distinct seasons. It is hot and rains a lot in summer, while the winter is not very cold and rarely rainy.
As one of China's major centers for the electronics industry, Mianyang is noted for its beautiful scenery, long history, and deep cultural roots. And here in front of you stands one of our most famous landmarks, the Yewang Tower. Built in Tang Dynasty, the Yewang Tower has been around for about 1,350 years. As one of the four great towers of China, Yewang Tower has attracted generations of visitors from all over the world at all times. Then what is special about this tower? Let's go inside and have a closer look at it, after which I'll treat you to the famous Mi Yang Yang rice noodles. Now, follow me this way, please.
第二节到此结束，现在你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。